chasing before I learned what wealth could be. I stopped and heard a quiet whisper that everything begins in me. I temper every restless wanting, choosing wisdom over show, living simply, building slowly, letting quiet wealth now grow. Debt released and savings rising. See.
G.I. Gurr just said, if you help others, you will be helped. Perhaps tomorrow, perhaps in 100 years, but you will be helped. Nature must pay off the debt. It is a mathematical law, and all life is mathematics. Grand rising, beautiful souls, welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. I'm your harmonic engineer, Lori Sue III, and I'm so excited to be here with you on this terrific Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. This is a community where we show up, plant seeds, practice principles, and build together. That's not an accident. There's a law behind it. Every seed you plant, every act of goodness comes back to you. Not maybe, not someday, it has to. That's how the universe works. Emerson called it compensation, and today we're digging in. Welcome the man who's going to lead us through it. He studies, he creates, he pours into this community every single day, living proof that when you stay on the path that works, no matter what, the compensation shows up. Welcome Mike Hobbs. Mike is a military veteran, expert internet marketer. He built three separate million-dollar businesses online and co-founded a company that's paid out over $7 million in commissions. He's one of the most well-known and respected home business entrepreneurs in the world, and he's got a heart for the people. He lives in sunny southern Utah with his wife, Christy, and their six children, and he loves sharing his knowledge of innovative marketing strategies and principle-centered leadership with the Grow Rich family. Now, my friends, it's your turn. Let's warm it up for Mike as I unmute the lines. Please tell me your name and where you're calling.
Kat in Texas.
Welcome, Kat.
Grand rising family. It's Angela Amazing in Northern California.
Woo-hoo. Angela.
Hey, Loganville, Georgia.
Hey, good morning.
Evan Scoresby in Kentucky.
Good morning, Lori, too.
Good to hear you, Kat. Good morning, Evan. Sounds good out there. Good energy rising. Thank you. Someone from Utah, will you tell me that name again?
Steve Scoresby.
Oh, Steve, hey, your team. All right. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning, all. This is Rick from Rick Rockwell from South Florida.
Hey, Rick.
All right, Rick. All right, we got Florida represented. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for being here.
Demetrius Etheridge, Loganville, Georgia.
Grand and happy rising, Minister Christie from Eagle Land, Algiers, New Orleans. Love you, family.
All right. Whoop, whoop. Thanks for being here.
Let's go.
Keep it going. Welcome, Donna. All right. Gio's in the house. Welcome, Gio. We love you. Love everybody. Mike,
Gio,
are you ready? Got another minute.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Great to hear you. Good morning. Hey, Wanda. Good to hear you, too.
Hey, good morning.
Here. Part of this Grow Rich family. All right. Deborah, thank you, thank you. Kevin's in the house. All right, folks. It's that time. Are we ready for Mike Hobbs? Have we warmed it up? Are you ready for Mike?
Yes, let's go, Mike. Yay!
Right, wake up.
Let's go.
Thank you.
I don't know, Mike.
Freedom.
Okie dokie dokie. Smokies. Okay, cool. Well, welcome everybody to another Grow Rich Mastermind. It's always a pleasure to host these on Tuesday. So it's a new month, June. We're already in June, so this year has flown by. I mean, that means we're halfway, which is crazy. And I was just thinking about that. I'm like, man, it's almost Freedom Fest. So It feels like we just got back from Freedom Fest last year. So anyway, just want to welcome everybody. If you're brand new to the community or brand new to the call, just want to welcome you in and just let you know that we're, you know, we're here for you. We're here to help you grow every single day. That's why you're the crazy ones that we dial into these calls every Monday through Friday at, you know, 7 a.m. my time. Some of you, it's 6 a.m., so you're even crazier than I am. So I always think it's kind of cool to hang out with people that are willing to do that, who are willing to grow, who are willing to be, just kind of be a part of this community. And I would almost say, you know, the ones who get up early, maybe you stay up late and get up early. Who knows? Like, I know that's sometimes I'm up late. Sometimes I'm up early and late. And that's kind of the life of a Freedom Crusader. You know, we preach freedom, and, you know, sometimes we work when we want to work. And if that means we're working in the middle of the night, then we do that. If we don't want to work in the middle of the night, then we don't. So that's kind of the cool thing about choice. You know, I know there was many months where I would just barely do any work. And then there's some months where I'm just nonstop doing work. But that's the beauty of a Freedom Crusader. You know, like when you build a business from home, when you build up residual income, and when you have your own business, or you're part of a business that's like that, well, you can choose. You can choose when you work. You can choose when you don't want to work. You can be dedicated. You don't have to be dedicated. that's the beauty of home business, or any kind of business, really. You know, anyone who owns a business, you know, I always like to look at that, what is it called, the cash flow quadrant. You know, they always teach you, you know, you start in the E category, which is employee. And then, you know, the next level up is self-employed. And that's how a lot of, I would say even affiliate marketers, network marketers, a lot of them are self-employed, you know, because we're all, you know, working our business. And if we're not working our business, we don't make any money. And then, you know, you can graduate into the business category. And I like to look at residual income as the business category, because, you know, yes, you're kind of self-employed, you're kind of doing the business, and if you're not in the business, then it goes away, unless you build up residual income. Because then, if you do the work once, you get paid again and again and again. And that's what I really love about, I almost feel like, you know, like what we do in our community, I almost feel like that's a hybrid. It's like a hybrid between the S category and the B category, which is self-employed and business. Because, yeah, you start out doing the work, and then eventually you are a business owner where you can sit back, take a day off, sleep in. Like, that's what I did on Sunday. I actually slept in on Sunday, and we actually didn't even have church that day. We were doing, I think it was like some fire started or something, so it was kind of crazy. Like, they just called it off. You know, there was a fire in the neighborhood. Power went out, so no church. And basically just slept in, didn't do anything, rested. I didn't even do any coding at all on Sunday. And then I came back full of blazing on Monday. And so that's kind of the cool thing, is you can just decide if you want to work and not work. And yeah, so that's what we do here. We help each other win our freedom through principle-centered leadership. We're all here building a residual income. We're all here helping each other win their freedom, build a residual income. And yeah, and we do that every single day. So that's just a quick little intro. And one thing we like to do right here in the beginning as we get started is just kind of get a little vibe check and see if you guys are awake, see if you guys are alive, see if you guys are enthusiastic, see if you guys are ready to rock on this terrific Tuesday. And if you are, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines, and you can let me know, right?
Yeah, fight up, grateful. Fight up.
Beautiful.
Freedom. I love you, Mike.
I love it.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go over some announcements real quick. The first one is compensation. Looks like we're reading that this morning. We're on page 15, so I wonder if that's the whole book, though. Let me go look. Nope, we still got some ways to go. We'll be reading out of that here in just a second. Our enemy of character is greed. So these are just enemies that we're trying to eliminate in our lives. And I know we were kind of contemplating what book to read. And did we ever decide that, Laura Sue?
You know what? I saw some new ones in the feed. It was either going to be, How to Win Friends and Influence People, or maybe a Jack Canfield book. I don't know. It was in the in our messenger, or whatever you call that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just do
you make, did you get to make the call?
Yeah. I'll just do the Jack Canfield Success Principles just for fun. So there we go.
All right. Perfect.
So we will just call that on the spot. I've never read that book, so I figure, hey, why not? So the book of the month will be Jack Canfield's The Success Principles. And you guys can go look it up. To see if it's on Amazon. I'm sure you can download it somewhere. But it looks like they do have a, well, maybe not. They have a paperback. I don't see an Audible. So you guys will have to actually read this month. There's an audio CD, but that, I don't know if you want to get a CD. I don't even know if I have a CD player anymore. So. Those are like old school, right? Anyways, that's our book of the month. And then we have, let's see. What was the next announcement? Okay, so Freedom Fest is coming up. And also, if you want a copy of all of our resources, books we study, like the compensation, we're going to get into the reading here in just a minute. If you want access to that, just get with whoever invited you here, and they'll get you access to that. And then also tell you about Freedom Fest. That's actually coming up in September, and it's our annual event, nonprofit event, that we all get together and hang out in Branson, Missouri this year. So I'm not going to give out the website here because it's a members-only type of thing. So just reach out to whoever invited you here, and then they'll get you access to the back office to get that ticket. And with that, let's go ahead and have someone read the Major Definite Purpose. If you can start six, come on out. Who's got that for us today?
Mark Smith here.
Hey, Mark.
I'm your go-to guy whenever there's a long pause. Okay, so here we go. My major definite purpose. By the blank day of blank, 2020 blank, I will have in my possession blank, 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 which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of Freedom Crusader. I believe that this money is in my possession. My faith is so strong. I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It's now waiting transferred to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action, gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means to attain the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no position of wealth can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith. That it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. Back to you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. Let's go ahead and let Mark know how much we believe in him. Right.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's get into the content today. So I was just kind of thinking, you know, what should I talk about today? I'll just keep it real brief. Get into the reading, but yeah. So there's been a lot going on, you know. Obviously, this last week or two, you know, lots of cool tools and resources, and it's really just gotten me thinking about, you know, how important it is for simplicity, because I've been in this internet game for, I don't know, 2003 was my first business, 2007 was my second business, and so I usually just tell people 2007, so if I look at that, it's like, how many years is that, like 19 years or something? It's insane. I was like, man, I'm almost been in business, you know, half my life. So coming up on, you know, in a few years, it'll be half my life and I'll be in business. So, which is kind of cool to think about. But I've been in business for quite a while, and I've seen, you know, myself have success. I've seen other people have success, and it's typically, you know, you got to grind it out. You got to figure it out. You got to figure out the marketing. You got to figure out the strategies. You got to figure out all these different things. And one thing that I have noticed over the years, every single time that I've ever launched or made something more simple for people, people just, like, other people just got better results. And sometimes it's hard to pinpoint it. But I even remember back in 2013, I actually had my first six-figure income year. And one of the things I decided to do that year is I said, you know what? I'm going to do a daily video no matter what, Monday through Friday, I think is what it was. And I just told myself, every day, Monday through Friday, I'm going to do a daily video, and I'm going to give the video to my team to use in their blog. and someone told me about a strategy called viral sustainability. And so that's kind of like a method of that, like where everybody's promoting you. I actually didn't do it because of that. The reason I did it is because I constantly had people on my team constantly asking me, what do I blog about? What do I blog about? What do I blog about? And that was like the number one question that I always got. And no matter how many times I told them, read a book, do this, do that, do this, and give them ideas. It's just like nobody ever did it. And then when I started doing a video every day and said, here, I'm going to leave the calls to action out of my videos, just use them. Then all of a sudden, my entire team just started blowing up with content all over the internet. And then all of a sudden, my sales went up, my team sales started going up, everything just started working out. And there's even people to this day that are like, man, I remember when you were doing that, I was using your blog posts. I met a couple of people at an event last year. I went to a mini event type thing. And I saw a couple of people there, and they're like, yeah, I used to use your blog posts. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. And so the principle there was I just made it simple. Just made it simple for people. And then they started blogging. And that was, and then this recent thing that we put out there in the marketplace, We are now like, because we constantly, I even have a lead magnet called 21 Video Ideas. So you can never run out of ideas to generate leads with your videos, right? Or something like that. And because everybody always asks, well, what do I do videos about? How do I do my video? What topic should I do? And so I'm always answering that question. I answer it so much that I created a lead magnet for it. Well, the new solution that we launched now allows people to log in, get a topic, write a script, shoot the video, edit the video, and publish the video right on the internet in one swoop. And if you want to know more about what we're talking about, just get with whoever invited you here, ask them for info on it. But the bottom line is this concept of simplicity. If you want people to take action, create something simple, like create simplicity, create tools that they can use, create websites that they can promote, and you're going to get way more people using the website, getting results, and because it's one thing for you to get results, but it's also pretty cool to see other people posting content and excited about it. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that briefly. It is 20 after, so I'm going to go just transition into the reading. So let's pull that up. Okay, right here. It is kind of funny, though, because, I look at all these PDFs, and the title of the PDF in the PDF bar. Every one of them is named The Science of Being Great. So sometimes it's confusing. But we are in compensation. Let's start on page 16. All right, so every act rewards itself, or in other words, integrates itself in a twofold manner. First, in the thing or in the real nature, and secondly, in the circumstance or in the apparent nature. Men call the circumstance the retribution. The casual retribution is in the thing and is seen by the soul. The retribution in the circumstance is seen by the understanding. It is irrepressible from the thing, but it often spread over a long time, and so does not become distinct until after many years. The specific stripes may follow late after the office or the offense, but they follow because they accompany it. Crime and punishment grow out of one stem. Punishment is a fruit that unsuspected ripens within the flower of the pleasure which concealed it. Cause and effect, means and ends, seed and fruit cannot be severed. For the effect already blooms in the cause, and the end preexists in the means, the fruit and the seed. Whilst thus the world will be whole and refuses to be disparted, we seek to act partially to sunder and appropriate, for example, to gratify the senses, we sever the pleasure of the senses from the needs of the character. The ingenuity of man has always been dedicated to the solution of one problem: how to detect the sense, or the sensual sweet, the sensual strong, and the sensual bright, etc., from the moral sweet, the moral deep, and the moral fair. That is, again, to contrive to the cut clean off the super surface so thin as to leave it bottomless, to get a one end without another end. The soul, say, eat, the body would feast. The soul says, the man and the woman shall be one flesh and one soul. The body would join the flesh only. The soul says, have dominion over all things to the ends of the virtue. The body would have the power over things to its own ends. The soul strives amain to live the work through all things. It would be the only fact. All things shall be added unto its power. Pleasure, knowledge, beauty, the particular man aims to be somebody, to set up for himself, to truck and higgle for a private good, and in particulars to ride that he may ride, to dress that he may be dressed, to eat that he may eat, and to govern that he may be seen. Men seek to be great. They would have offices, wealth, power, and fame. They think that to be great it is to possess one side of nature, the sweet, without the other side, the bitter. The dividing and attaching is a steadily counteracted up to this day. It must be owned. No projector has the smallest success. The harder water reunites behind our own hand. Pleasure is taken out of the pleasant things, profit out of the profitable things, and power out of the strong things. As soon as we seek to separate them from the whole, we can no more have things and get the central good by itself than we can get out of or get an inside that shall have no outside. Or a light without a shadow. Drive out nature with a fork. He comes running back. Life invests itself with inevitable conditions, which the unwise seek to dodge, which one and the other brags that he does not know, that they do not touch him. But the brag is on his lips, for the conditions are in his soul. If he escapes them in one part, they attack him in another, more vital part. If he has escaped from them in form and in appearance, it is because he has resisted his life and fled from himself. And the retribution is so much death. The signal is the failure of all attempts to make this separation of the good from the tax, and the experiment would not be tried. Since to try it is to be mad, but for circumstance, that when the disease began in the will of the rebellion and the separation, the intellect is at once infected, so that the man ceases to see God whole in each object, but is able to see the sensible allurement of the object and not see the central hurt. He sees the mermaid's head, but not the dragon's tail, and thinks he can cut off that which he would have from that which he would not have. How secret art thou, who dwellest in the highest heavens in silence? Zero, thou only great God, sprinkling with unwavering providence a certain penal blindness upon such as have unbridled desires. So I'm just going to stop there at the top of 19. Mainly because the only word that I really remember out of that, all that reading that I just did, was dragon's tail. So I don't really, it's kind of funny. I read this book and I just like don't understand anything that I read. So you guys are going to have to explain it to me. And that's why we have a mastermind, right? But let's go ahead and get into that. This is not a company-specific call, so please don't mention company names, system names, leader names. Those are part of our community. Brevity and relevance, always appreciated. And let's go ahead and put it in the right mode. All right, come on out. Who's got a thought for us today?
Kevin Souza.
What's up, Kevin?
Hi, Mike. I don't blame you regarding that book, Compensation, but there are portions of that book that people can understand. And oftentimes what I've done is I've read the book aside after the readings to kind of fill in the blanks of what I didn't understand too. it's a challenge because, you know, there's certain pronunciations that needs to be done and of course comprehension and understanding what's being said. that sometimes takes more than one reading. So that's just normal, natural for somebody to read compensation and say, huh? when they read it the first time, and or they go through it only, you know, in a spatial time where you only read about a page or two during the meeting. But, you know, it's interesting because our level of understanding increases once we do understand. And so that makes it worth reading and reading more than once. Because I was told that. I don't get it. There were lots of things when I started reading Thinking Grow Rich that I really didn't understand, of course, and that was close to 50 years ago. But I asked my mentor, why can't I understand what he's saying? And he said, well, let's talk about it. What part do you not understand? And so I had to counsel for a bit to understand a bit. And then when I had the understanding, whoa, it's like turn a glass. You can apply that in your life and benefit from it. Understanding takes repetition of reading and listening and observing. So thanks for your service, Mike. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, who's
Donna.
Next?
Mike Hobbs.
No. Never mind.
No, you go,
Donna.
Go ahead, Paul. Heck no, you go.
Okay. I'm excited about. I try to do this without coughing. I still got this sinus infection that's working its way out. Anyway, I wanted to mention that Jack Canfield, this book that you guys are talking about, it's a great book. He came out with his 20th anniversary edition last year, and he made a whole program around it. So it's definitely an Audible in that new version, and when you download the Audible book, you get all the exercises that go with it. So I just wanted to give a heads up on that for everybody. And I also wanted to say thank you, Mike, for I could tell you were really struggling through this book because it is hard. It was written, I think, what, over 100 years ago. And a lot of our verbiage and language and things like that have changed since then, and it is kind of hard to read, and it's one of, like Kevin said, we'll have to, it probably needs to be diagrammed out, or I don't know if that's the word I'm trying to think of, but needs to be digested slowly and probably look up a lot of words and stuff like that, and it would be nice if somebody would take that book and reword it in today's language, you know, kind of like they do the Bible, you know. So anyway, that's all I really had to say. I just wanted to thank you, Mike, for and Paul, for all you do for us. We love you so much, and we're so grateful. And y'all have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Yeah, the Bible is another one that's hard. All right, Mr. Paul, come on out.
You know, that's why they have all of those blah, blah, blah for dummies books, because everybody loves simplicity. I really love your message, though, and it's so true. It reminded me of a couple of quotes that I really love. One is attributed to Leonardo da Vinci, and he said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And Steve Jobs is a big fan of that quote, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And I also heard someone else say, and I can't remember who said this, but I think it's true, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it. So there is a lot of power in simplicity. And I just love that message. You know, Mike, everything that you said is true. And it sometimes takes a lot of complication to make something simple. And the human mind, I've noticed, we have a natural tendency to complicate things. You'll notice this when, and we all do this, you know. I think we've done it, you know, Mike, over the years where we just kind of like slowly get more training videos and slowly get more, you know, steps and add this and add that. And in the book of the month last month from Elon Musk, he is ruthless when it comes to simplify. In fact, he has a word called delete, which is delete it. And he said that sometimes he'll even go in with his team and be like, we're going to delete everything we can. We're going to just be ruthless, and we're going to delete. And are we going to delete some things that are important and matter? Yeah, maybe, but we can always add them back. So that's how serious he is about deleting and simplifying, because the human mind naturally sort of overcomplicates things and makes things more complex than they need to be. And it takes a constant focus to reduce and simplify. So I guess I just wanted to add my stamp of approval and also how thankful I am when things are simple, because it reduces this word I've been using lately that I like, cognitive load. I mean, I don't like cognitive load. I don't think anyone likes cognitive load. We all have so many things to think about and details and, you know, people and relationships and systems and all kinds of responsibilities. And it's like, please take some of that load off of my plate. Please, would you? Thank you. Thank you if you can reduce my cognitive load. And that's what simplifying things does, whether it's simplifying the process, simplifying the system, or even simplifying an idea, like Donna was saying with this book. Maybe one of these days we can go through and rewrite this book. What book is this? Ralph Waldo Emerson. I forget the name of the book. But anyway, we can make it this book. Yeah, Compensation. Compensation for Dummies. Of course, we wouldn't say dummies because we like to use positive words and recognize we're all geniuses within. But we could come up with some clever name for that. So anyway, thanks, Mike. Love you. Back to you.
Yeah, that would be a really good book, because I know there's a lot of great wisdom. And I've even heard some of the great wisdom in it, you know, from like you and from, you know, some other personal development gurus. So it's always great when someone breaks down those wisdom pieces from good books like this. So.
Hey, Mike, it's Obi.
Jesse.
What's up, Obi?
Hey. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, you beat me, but I'll just kind of dovetail off of Donna and Paul. But I'm kind of excited about this book. I actually joined a book club that is reading this book, and they are doing like a chapter or two a week, and it may take us to the end of the year. But actually, you get a very good chance to absorb what is in each chapter and doing the exercises. He also has a workbook that you could get, but it's not necessary. But the very latest edition now has its workbook, and for those that are interested. And something I'm also excited to share with you about is the fact that another beautiful example of AI. If you copy the portion of the book that you're reading that you need better understanding of and put it into chat and ask him to explain it, summarize it, put it into words that might be a little more understandable for you, it has been known that it will really, really do a terrific job. And then you could actually turn on voice and have a conversation so that you could really get all the understanding from it. Like you were talking to someone and going to them and say, you know, I really didn't understand that whole last paragraph. Can you explain that to me? And it will simplify that task, and it doesn't leave you wondering. So I highly encourage you to take advantage of that for those that are comfortable with chat. And if you're not, maybe this is a good example to do, just a simple cut and paste and ask for an explanation of what that actually meant. So I just wanted to share those two things. And this book, for me, has been like mind-blowing. He goes over the same principles that we talk about here, in addition to breaking it down even more minute. But he also quotes so many of the books we have already read, and I guess that's, there is this whole chapter on incredible ideas around marketing. So I just, I'm excited for all of you to read it. Back to you, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Mr. Albee, come on in.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Mike. And good stuff, Jesse. I just wanted to say, you know, I was listening to you reading it as well, Mike, and I was kind of like, huh? It was really hilarious. I was like, hold on, what is going on here? And but I will say, after you read it, it was like, even though I really didn't understand what it was saying, it was still kind of like, if that was the last thing I heard, and if I was going in the battlefield or something, I'd be definitely looking out for the unexpected to hit me in the back. Right? So it's like, the one thing I did get out of it was be prepared and don't think that, you know, it's almost like pride, you know. Pride makes you feel like everything is going great and the whole world is in your hand and you've got it all figured out. And then right when you feel that way, it's like, watch out, because that the pride goes before the fall, you know. So be careful that you don't like overstep your confidence. Like, confidence is one thing, but realizing that you're just a human and you only see a limited version of the world. You're only a piece of it. You're not the whole, you know. So you gotta be careful about that. And you know, like the scrolls say, you know, if I feel like I can do something unbelievable, you know, I'll look at the stars, or I'll try to stop the wind. You know, when you look at the stars, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I could never create anything like that, or I'm just a human. And you try to stop the wind, and it's like, you can't do it. You know, so you have to realize you're just a little tiny piece of this whole thing. So it kind of helps put you in fracture perspective. So that's the only thing I got out of it. But thank you, Mike, for being honest about its complexity and craziness, because I felt the same.
Awesome, awesome.
Sweet. Hey, Mike, it's Lori Sue.
I could probably change my mindset on it, too. Maybe that'll help me understand it better. All right, Lori Sue, coming up.
Hey, yeah. So the thing that jumped out to me, drive out nature with a fork. She comes running back, and what Albie was talking about really kind of plugged into that and had me even thinking even deeper. But I do a lot, like Jesse talks about, if I don't understand something, I said, can you pull this apart, and I'll ask questions and stuff. And on this particular one, I was fascinated because I was seeing it kind of in the wrong way, but he's saying you can't separate the whole into its parts and keep only the parts you want. Like, people want the pleasure, but they don't want, you know, they don't want to go through the growth part of it. Or they want the reward, but they don't want to do the work. Or you want to have the sweet, but you don't want to have the bitter. So you go through all of those things, but it's just one simple sentence about a fork. And I'm like, it's actually referring to a pitchfork. Because in the time that he was alive, that's how you got rid of weeds. And I thought, wow, it just goes right back to so many quotes that we hear through, you know, through time. And you can look up quotes, which is really fun to do too, and different people that are thinking upon these same things. So I guess what I like, what comes to my mind is that with the mastermind that we get to have here with AI having all this information kind of at our fingertips, that we can kind of have a mastermind with people throughout time. Like I can bring together someone that was like Emerson quotes, or I can even go back further to some philosopher and their quotes and go to modern day today, like we're going to be reading Jack Canfield. And it's just fascinating how it just enriches everything. And I just find that, it's so exciting to me. I really love AI. But what it also said in here was that Emerson actually didn't come up with compensation, but he picks from other people too. So there was a Roman poet, Horace, that he literally took some of the information from. Like it sparked him to think about things. So I don't know, maybe I'm talking around in a circle, but I just feel like it's just really exciting to get on, hear your guys' ideas and thoughts on it, and also be able to pull up ideas that people were thinking throughout time and come together with the absolute, you know, with some really good meaning. And to me, I feel it so deep. I think that's where my music, where the lyrics and the music start coming. I want to pull this apart and really understand so that we can put it into action so that we can live a better life. So thanks for helping me do that. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much, Laura Sue. Appreciate you. Okie dokie, who's next? Come on up.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Hey, Wanda.
Hey, good morning, family. So many great comments this morning. And I was thinking, you know, I always have this vision. I have a lot of you people on this call, your heads cut out, and I have you on my door because you're my dream team. And the vision that I have, and I was thinking about it, I'm working down here in Newport right now, and walked the beach a little bit earlier this morning, and I was thinking to myself, each and every one of us are like little pebbles on that beach, and together, alone we can do nothing, but together we can accomplish so much. After last night's mastermind, I got off there, and I said to myself, wow. The average person, right, that has nothing, that has no knowledge about anything online, can actually plug in and have success now. All they got to do is answer the questions. But see, the thing is people see people successful, and they get envious, right? They want what the other person has, but are they willing to do what that person did to get there? You know, they didn't see their early hours. They didn't see the time they put in after work. They didn't see what they did to get where they are. So, and I would just want to say, it's never compare yourself to anybody. Because I guarantee you, there's nobody like me. There's nobody like you. And we're not in competition with anybody. We're creators here. And that's what I love about this call. That's what I love about each and every one of you, because you're so unique. And then the system. You know what? You might be answering the same questions, guys, but we're all going to answer them different. And it all comes out different. It comes out authentic to you. So this is the last thing I want to say. Just be proud about what you do. Go out there. Share your voice. Right? Share your message. Because we are changing the world, guys. We are starting with ourselves. This is a product that moves the people. It has moved me. It has transformed my life. Was it easy? Absolutely not, guys. None of it was easy. Was it worth it? It was the best thing I ever did in my life. So keep plugging in. Keep showing up. Keep believing in yourself. When people doubt you, dig deeper. Dig deeper and let them watch you shine. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. I love your family. You have an awesome day.
Thank you, Wanda. Thanks for always firing us up. All right. Star 6, you've got another sock for us today. Anything exciting?
Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah. What's going on?
Everything is wonderful, Mike. I am in my room. Hopefully the internet is working good. It seems like it has been since I got this Starlink. It's been doing pretty good. Phone service is a little different, but hey, we keep moving forward. And love you. Love our call. Thank you, Wanda. Mark, for coming in with the Major Definite Purpose. Ashley and Lori Sue, harmonic engineers that keep us going every day. I want to say, Mike, I remember the videos you did, too. That's how I found out about you. I met Paul in 2013. I don't know what year. It's probably after. But you were just doing these videos, and it was coming from your heart. You could see that you're really teaching. And it's just great to hear you talk about how that was, you know, one of your most successful years and the thing that really kicked it off with the videos. And that's how I knew you. I think even when I introduced myself to you, I felt like I had known you for a while. And even though it was your first time seeing me in this crowded room at an event, I felt like I knew you because of your sincerity and you just teaching. And so that's how I came to know you, as a teacher. And even though how much of it I may have retained consciously, subconsciously, I know I retained it all. However, it was just a feeling of being around someone that just wasn't full of hype and BS, someone who's just sincerely trying to teach and not trying, but doing. You know, because you had a very successful team in that particular company that was, you know, had the tagline of empowering people, but then, you know, it was a different situation. So that's why, you know, when we come to like marketing and different companies that we deal with, I think a lot of us are scarred. We want to move, but sometimes we don't know how to move. And then it's a lot of things. And then when you start moving, is this company going to be around? You know, am I building an empire that's going to get kicked over? And for me, for a long time, it was that way where I wanted to just do what I need to do for me because I knew I wasn't going to give up. I knew I would integrally stay in place. I would be true to myself. So thank you, Mike, for being true. Thank this community for being true. Paul, the things that you've done. You know, it's like taking a car from where you only had a stick shift and now you have an automatic. The best part is no part. Simplicity is what we need so that we can focus. I don't need you to tell me how the engineering of I don't need to know how the Starlink works. I don't need to know how many satellites Elon Musk put in space. All I know is that it works. And so that's what we have now. We're working out bugs and things like that, but that's to be expected. Because there is a saying, and I'll look it up, and I'll probably share it before the call or either post it. But the Japanese celebrate when the plans are made, when the decisions and the hands are shook, and we know what direction we're going into. And then you continue to just improve. But the celebration starts once we know where we are. So I know, and I'm so thankful for this community of who we are, where we are, and where we're headed. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're born to be in this world. Love you, family. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Always love hearing you. Okay. We still got a few minutes, so come on out. Who's got a thought?
Hey, Mike, Steve Scoresby.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, I wasn't able to be on the call live yesterday morning, but I was pushed to go back and listen to the recording. And, you know, Booker at the beginning of the call talked about drifting. And as I listened to what he was talking about, I realized that, like, for the whole month of May, I became a drifter. I had some things at the top of the month that kind of threw me off my game a little bit. And just, you know, one thing after another, it just was easy to let the daily disciplines go. And, you know, I find myself at the end of the month, you know, a little bit discouraged and and wondering what had happened. And then I had Booker's talk on the drifting and realized, hey, I'd become a drifter. You know, Jim Rohn says that, you know, success is just a few simple disciplines practiced every day. And he says, well, why aren't people more successful? It's because the things that are easy to do are also the things easy not to do. And it was really kind of a wake-up call for me yesterday. But the one thing that did remain consistent is that I was on this call pretty much the whole month, either live or, you know, listening to the recordings. And, you know, I think that's a big thing for me that, you know, helped me mentally stay in the game, because even though I wasn't practicing the daily disciplines regularly, you know, the call kept me in the game mentally. And so last night I sat down and had a good talk with myself and recommitted and made some resolutions and, you know, got myself back on track mentally to be able to start practicing the daily disciplines that are going to continue to lead to my success. So just wanted to thank everybody for their call, the comments, and for Booker's talk yesterday, getting me back on track, and excited to be here. Thanks.
Thank you, Evan, for sharing. Awesome.
Was that, I think that was Steve. Was that Evan or was that Steve?
I kind of...
It was Steve.
Just heard version.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Steve. Okay, thanks.
I talked over when he said his first name.
Okay, so that was Steve. We got, what do they call it? There used to be a commercial like double mint. We got double goodness. Steve and Evan.
Hey, Mike, I got that word. I'm sorry, someone was coming up. Hello, Mike. Okay, yeah, I just had the Japanese word, and we know Japanese have come around. I saw Toyota come up in the days, and now you just see Japanese cars everywhere. But nemawashi, it means already successful. Once a decision is made, many Japanese organizations view the project as essentially already successful. The implementation phase is often seen as carrying out what has already been carefully agreed upon. And then the next word is Kaizen. Kaizen means continuous improvement throughout the process. So we jumped into the water. You know, like, you know, Paul starting his call, he jumped into the water because he had to get better. Didn't know where it was going, but he jumped in the water and continuous improvement. And then Mike, you guys hooked up, you and Paul, and now you jumped into the water and now you see that, hey, like the Buddha, I have all this knowledge, but how do I give it to the common mortal? How do I give it to the person, let them know that you have this gift in you? Because if you can't relay it and they can't get it, then what is useful is it? And so you're doing everything, you and Paul and this community, to make it real simple to catch on so that people can be all that they could be in this new age AI 2026 moving forward. Love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, one or less than a minute. Anyone else want to come out?
I just wanted to jump in real quick and add on to what Christian said, that I think it's pretty neat that one of Paul's son's name is Kaizen, isn't it? So that's kind of a neat circle that Christian pointed out.
That's cool. Okie dokie. Well, I think that wraps it up. Hold on. Well, my friends, thank you so much for being here and hanging out with us every single day. And we're here back here tomorrow, same time, same place. So with that, make it a wonderful day. Care. Bye for now.
Muted. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great day, Kevin. Right.
And I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my soul. The butcher, the banker, the drummer in band makes no difference what I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. There is a blue one who can't accept
a
green one for living with a fat one who's trying to be a skinny one. Different strokes.
Have a great day,
for different folks. And so on and so on. Scooby Dooby Doo. Sha sha. We gotta live together. I am no better, and neither are you. We are the same, whatever we do. You love me, you hate me, you know me, and then you can't figure out the bag I'm in. I am everyday people, yeah, yeah. There is a long hair that doesn't like the short hair for being such a rich one that will not help the poor one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. It's Scooby-Dooby-Dooby. Ooh, sha-sha. We gotta live together. There is a yellow one who won't accept the black one, who won't accept the red one, who won't accept the white one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. It's Scooby-Dooby-Dooby.
People.